Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, what President Obama needed was a Shirley Temple. And I'm not talking about that popular non-alcoholic drink named for the childhood star. What he needed as he faced the nation's worst economic situation since the Great Depression was the kind of help Franklin D. Roosevelt got from a bright, cheerful, optimistic child actor who lifted the spirits of almost every American during the dark times of the 1930s. People still remember. Some even worship her. She rivaled FDR as the most photographed person in the world. From 1934 until 1940, she made 22 feature films and was the most popular star at the box office. How do we explain this little girl's appeal, and what role did she play in America's cultural history? Well, UNC Chapel Hill professor John Kasson tackles these questions in his new book, The Little Girl Who Fought the Great Depression, Shirley Temple and 1930s America. Kasson asserts the circulation of a new emotional currency during the Depression formed a little understood but essential part of the nation's recovery, a sort of deficit spending with immense effects. The politician who succeeded, Kasson says, most effectively was, of course, Franklin D. Roosevelt. The entertainer who did so most spectacularly was a little girl, Shirley Temple. In 1934, soon after the new president took office, Temple's breakthrough film, Stand Up and Cheer, unapologetically linked arms with FDR in celebrating national recovery. Amid the Great Depression, its deprivation and despair, Kasson explains, Shirley Temple radiated optimism and plucky good cheer that lifted the spirits of millions and shaped their collective character for generations to come. He continues and explains, by placing Shirley Temple and her fans within the context of FDR and his constituents, we can see how popular entertainment as well as New Deal politics helped Americans to surmount the Great Depression. Well, like FDR, our current president tried to lift the current country's spirits during the recent dark times. From time to time, even flashed an FDR smile, but nothing and nobody lifted our spirits like Shirley Temple lifted those of our grandparents 80 years ago. Would the help of somebody like Shirley Temple have made a difference for Obama's efforts to turn our country and its economy around? Well, recently, Professor Kasson told me that he does not like to speculate on such what-if questions. However, he pointed out a couple of factors that would have made it difficult for anybody to have duplicated the Shirley Temple FDR cheerleading success. First, compared to Obama, FDR had more support from Congress at the beginning of his presidency. And while FDR also faced partisan division and factionalism, what Obama faced was much more entrenched. And secondly, Shirley Temple may have been a one-of-a-kind figure. Kasson says, what distinguished Shirley Temple from every other Hollywood star of the period and everyone since was how brilliantly she shone. Well, Kasson's book is much more. Indeed, it is a social and cultural history of the 1930s. But I can't get that plucky, smiling girl off my mind. And I think Obama could have used some of her kind of help in pulling our country together. This is D.G. Martin.